you're certainly welcome to those. Well, we come to a different night than what we normally have, I guess, a different night than all year long, but I just wanted to go over the things that we look forward to as we prepare for this coming year. We're already into it by 2 weeks, of course, but we're so excited about what God is going to do this year, and we don't know the half. Last year, it just seemed like the Lord led as we looked into it to go with the theme of great and mighty things, and it seemed like the Lord just played those things out, that there were so many great and mighty things that God did in our midst, and so I'm so grateful for that. And so as we were praying to try to figure out, Lord, what would you have us have as the emphasis or the theme for this year? And we just kept coming back to following Him. And in Psalm 25, if you were in here this morning, I preached from verses 4 and 5, show me thy ways, O Lord. The Bible goes on to say, teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day long. And so as I think about that, I think about the vision night that God has brought us to, and I think about the aspect of here we sit as we get ready to really, truly, fully engage into 2024, and we see the great things that are on the horizon, and the theme is very, very basic, and that is just to follow Christ in everything that we do. We ought to follow in His steps. In Psalm, as we mentioned there, and it tells us to show us your ways, dear Lord. I want you to turn one other place in Acts chapter 2, verse number 42, and it talks about what the early church was doing as God was moving upon that group of people in a very, very special way. And we'll take this somewhat as a springboard as we get started into the message tonight and just follow through, and the men upstairs will, ladies, whoever they are, they'll be following through and putting the graphics on the screen just to give us some aspects of what we're going to be looking into. But Acts 2:42 says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And as I think about that tonight, I want to begin in asking God to just bless us as we look into this aspect of follow in His steps. Father, be with us now as our prayer. We'll certainly thank you for what you do, dear Lord. I ask you to give us your touch tonight, a different service, but I pray one that you would certainly be pleased to join us in, and Lord, to spur us on as we look in this aspect. In Jesus' name, amen. As we look at the aspect of tonight, you know, I'm usually a three-point guy, maybe four tonight. But I want us to look at the ways that we can follow the Lord. Because truly, we're supposed to follow in His steps. And that's easy to say, but sometimes hard to get from the outline form to actually how it performs and how it plays out into our lives. Oh, yes, we're all supposed to follow in His steps. But I'd like to break it down tonight into four areas. I'd like for us to follow as we look into this new year coming in His Word. Follow in His Word. The Bible says in that passage that they read, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and they followed in His Word. And as they followed in His Word, we want to take from that and learn how we can go through this year and follow in the Word of what God has given us. And so some aspects that we have are our revivals that will be coming on. We'll be looking forward to Brother Kenny Baldwin, pastors of church up around Washington, D.C. area. It'll be a great revival. Some friends of ours, the Epleys, who have been here for different services, will be providing some special music, and their son John and Sam, one a pastor and one sings with a group, they'll be coming and joining them for some special music. But not only as we look into His Word through some revivals and some special guest speakers, there's other speakers that will be here. Lord willing, we'll have Brother Kevin Folger, who pastored in Cleveland, Ohio. He pastored for some years, and his son now pastors that church, and he'll be here for our Missions Month. And Brother Mark Thrift, a great preacher of the Word of God, will be here, a good friend of Brother Dan's, and actually the way that we got connected with him. And so Brother Dan has connected our church, and so it'll be a joy to have Brother Thrift here with us. And so we'll have some special speakers that all bring a great aspect of their specific view of things, but all from the Word of God. And then not only that, our Equip series, as we'll look forward this year to have some breakout sessions, as it were, or we'll get equipped by the Word of God. And we've had some wonderful times before, but we're looking forward to this year having the Equip series. But I also want to challenge everybody, if you're not involved in an adult Bible class or a Sunday school class, we, of course, have all of our children's Sunday school classes, and Brother Kyle heads up and takes care of making sure all the youth and the children get educated, and it's biblical-based, and so they get in the Word of God. But one way that you and I can learn and get involved in the Word of God is to be in an adult Bible class. Brother Shannon teaches the Home Builders class. Brother Dan teaches the Victory class. And Brother Steve in here, and Miss Charlotte, Miss Lana, and Lana in the ladies class. There's other ones, Brother Daniel, the Single Purpose. And there's some others I'm sure I'm forgetting. But as we look at these are a great way to just simply get in the Word of God. We also, of course, have Wednesday nights. Right now, we're currently going through the book of Colossians, and just kind of, it's not a lot of fluff. It's just getting in the Word and just preaching through it, because that's what's going to change our lives. It's really the Word of God getting in us. I can tell lots of stories and give you a few jokes and tell you some illustrations and maybe bring tears to your eyes. And really, at the end of that, you're not much better off. Maybe you laughed a little bit or you cried. But what the Word of God does is what changes your life when it gets in there. And so I want to see us follow in His Word. And then one of the great things that we've seen happen is Amy and Leslie head up the lady Bible study. They don't do them all, but they coordinate them. And so, ladies, I challenge each of you to, in the spring and in the fall, they have it every other week for about 6 sessions or so, just a way that, ladies, you can not only get a good time of fellowship with other ladies of the church. It's in a different setting than churches usually. Sometimes they're over here at the ministry house, sometimes in the chapel, wherever they, the various places they have them. But it also gives you a place to just study. Get in the Word of God, because as I'm a big believer that you've got to get in the Word of God and let the Word of God get into you. Because you're not going to be here in 1 year, 2 years, 30 years because you had such a wonderful time and it was a, hey, the gang's all here and we had a lot of fun. But we can still be here in those years from now when the Word of God strengthens us and gets our roots down deep. And so I want to see us follow in His Word. And I'm challenging everybody, as I already have last week and maybe the week before, but I challenge you. You may have dropped off a day or two this already in the last couple of weeks, but I challenge you to say, well, I want to get in the Word and let the Word get in me every day this year. And you say, Pastor, I'm afraid to make a commitment like that because what if I don't? I can tell you this, you'll hit a lot more by aiming at something than you do when you aim at nothing. Amen. And so you say, I have a goal of doing it every day. Will you do it? Possibly not. But you will sure hit a lot more days than if you don't have that goal. And so I see that I want us to follow in His Word. But not only that, as we look at the next slide, I want you to see they want to follow in prayer. And so it's so important, not only we let the Word of God get in us, as the Bible says, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, but in breaking of bread and in prayers. As I mentioned, we have our Bible study on Wednesday night, but that's not all. We have a wonderful time when we usually always show one of our videos from our missionaries so that we'll know better how to pray for them and how to go to God on their behalf. And then not only that, but we also have our prayer list that Stephanie keeps up to date, and we put in there and some things that we can pray one for another on. And we can actually have a corporate time when we come together and we pray one for another. You say, is that enough? No, but that's sure a sweet time. And then we also have some other times, as I mentioned already about some of the ladies' ministry, but the ladies' prayer walk, when they literally just start here in the auditorium and they have some different stations around the church where they'll go in a safe way, have it locked down, but have a way that they can just walk through this building and pray over the different ministries and go come together just in times when you just go to the Lord. We not only have that, but Saturday, I want to invite all the men. Many of you may not know about this, but just in the blue room, which is just down the hall here, the second room on the right, Saturdays at 7 o'clock. You say, why would you do it at 7 o'clock? Well, that was Preacher Lassie's idea, I think, way back long ago. I haven't had the guts to change it. But 7 o'clock, it sure gets me up to get over here. So I don't want you to say, well, if I start coming, I have to come every single Saturday. But men, if it can work into a Saturday, every Saturday is fine. But if once a month or once in a while, or just come and start, we usually take about 45, 50 minutes, I don't know, somewhere around there. And if that works into your schedule where you can come pray with some other men and then go on throughout your day, there's a group that usually after that, sometimes they go out to eat, but whether you do that or not, or just move on about your day, it's an invitation to all the men, and we'll just come and we'll rehearse prayer requests. And again, I'm not somebody that tries to shame people into coming. You don't have to come and say, well, they're going to take roll. Just slip in a Saturday, and if you can, and then move along. But prayer is so important, and you understand that when I'm talking about following, we're not only just coming up with these ideas as a pastor comes up with a four-point outline. We're truly following in the steps of the Savior, because you haven't at all forgot about Gethsemane, where our Savior went a little further than all the disciples, and He left those three there, and He went a little further and prayed to the Father. And this is something that we can literally follow in the steps of the Savior when we put these aspects of prayer times into our lives. And so we see that we need to follow not only in His Word, but then also follow in prayer. But the Bible goes on to say in that verse that we read, not only in prayers and in breaking of bread, but not only in the apostles' doctrine, but also, next slide is, in fellowship. And we can follow Him in fellowship. And I mentioned some of these on some other areas, but it needs to be repeated that we ought to fellowship one with another. We're working on some more adult space for Sunday school classes, because I'd love to have some more places where we can have some adult Bible fellowships on Sundays at 10, and we can just break up and have some good teachers that share the Word, and then you have fellowship one with the other. But these ladies' ministry events, they give a great time. There's my wife and Leslie and others are working on some ladies' event where they have some powerful ladies' speakers to come, and these events will be a great blessing to you ladies. And then some men's ministry events. We want to add this year to our calendar some ways for us men to get together and have camaraderie one with another, and iron sharpen iron, and encourage one another. Not only that, Brother Dan does such a wonderful job with the Oasis Fellowship, and some years ago now he started the first Tuesday of the month having those 55 plus can come, and it's just been blessed of God. God has touched it in a special way, hasn't he, Brother Dan? Just to bring people in, it gives them a good platform, just an entry point, which is what we want to make a lot more of at our church. You say, well, Sunday's an entry point. That's true. But sometimes these other events are better entry points for somebody who's not familiar with the church, and you can invite them to come and be a part of something like the Oasis Fellowship, and as I mentioned, the adult Bible classes, of which we'd like to do more of, and then the church-wide events. Brought my phone up here because I wanted to read you something that was on a social media post. This pastor says that a family visited our church this morning. They visited several churches the last few months. The mother told me what stood out about our church was how many people at our church spoke to them. This seemed a little odd to me, and I asked, is that unusual? She said in all the churches that they had visited, hardly anybody had spoken to them. Several churches in just a couple of months that they had been to, hardly anyone spoke to them. But this morning, they met and spoke to several different people at our church. She actually started crying. Clearly, this was a pain point for her. I couldn't tell if they were tears of joy or tears of pain, maybe both. Either way, they clearly felt at home simply because people were friendly and talked to them. By the time I'd met them, they'd already been invited to a small group by someone else in the church. Hospitality is a real ministry. And then this pastor on this social media post says, talk to people at church. The little things matter. And so you may not have a position, and you might be better off if you don't have a position, because that just really means we're doing it for the Lord's glory. You see, if I engage people out here in the back and I tell them, oh, it's good to have you. How nice to have 14 kids that you have, and talk to them. They say, well, the pastor's supposed to do that. But if you don't pastor this church and you're not on staff here at the church, but when you're engaging them, you're doing it just for the love of the Lord. And so fellowship is such an important thing. And I'd like to encourage you, be Spirit-led and be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God when somebody is put on your heart by God Almighty, that you not only talk to them in the parking lot or here in the auditorium or in the lobby or somewhere, but maybe you get coffee with them, or maybe you get, this is our church family tonight. This isn't what I'd give on a Sunday morning to everybody who's guests and visitors and just come to check the church out, but this is our church family. And this is what I'd like for all of us, just to have the opportunity, accept the opportunity, make the opportunity happen, that when you see folks and just say, hey, we wanted to know if you just want to grab something to eat or grab a coffee or grab this or do something. Fellowship is such a wonderful way, because that's what the Scripture says, that the early church was involved in fellowship. not only do we want to follow in His word, but then follow in prayer as Christ modeled for us. But then he took those 12 disciples and he mentored them, he taught them, and he fellowshiped together with them. And this is a way that we can follow in his steps. Say, Pastor, I don't think I'm the one to invite somebody out to lunch. Undoubtedly, if you would avail yourself to God's will, God would show you somebody that you could say, hey, you know, I had to tell them this, but you look like we got some common interests. I'd like to see if you wanted to do this. Amen. Maybe go out. Now, if you're single in here and you're thinking I'm talking about a dating activity, I'm not talking about that. Let's not say, well, the pastor said I was supposed to ask you out. Don't twist my words. I've got enough problems without you helping me out like that. But we ought to have a fellowship one with another.
Right.
We ought to follow in fellowship. And then the next slide says the fourth thing that I'd like to see is for us to follow in his steps in service. As we follow in service, it's very, very plain. You cannot read the Gospels without what Jesus was just continually helping the people and ministering to them. Of course, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And he came to serve people. There's so many avenues. Brother Daniel mentioned we try every the first Saturday of every month, with a few exceptions. Maybe on the couples retreat month, we'll postpone it to the next week. But by and large, the first Saturday of every month, we have these monthly outreaches. And so you say, what does that entail? That entails a good breakfast, usually, that Brother Eugene makes or Brother Stephen Gallion or somebody makes. And if it's not that, Brother Daniel brings something in. It will do something that we'll have a good breakfast that morning. And then he'll give some instructions. And there's several ways that you can go out. We can pair you up with somebody. You just go knock on doors, which happens every time we go out. Or you can come and you can visit some follow-ups from the Sunday school class that you're in or that you want to be in or that your Sunday school teacher can give you. You can follow up on some shut-ins with some shut-ins that certainly need some encouragement. There's other people who visited the church and need to be followed up on. And so there's just a myriad of ways that you can be involved in these outreaches. If you're not that outgoing, you don't want to talk to people, then there's other times when Brother Kyle just recently had some of the young people, they stayed and they wrote cards to different folks that could be encouraged. And so there's outreaches. There's also Vacation Bible School. Brother Kyle is going to be hitting you up really, really soon about helping with Vacation Bible School, because I don't want it to be Kyle Snyder's ministry or his plan of Vacation Bible School. I want it to be Buffalo Ridge's Vacation Bible School. All of us are involved. You say, I don't think I can chase kids anymore, preacher. My knees are bad and I can't do it. Well, we can sure pray about it. We can sure say, this is the week of our VBS, and we're praying together that God would give us a wonderful time. Vacation Bible School, our community harvest party, of course, has been used of God in a great way. Last several years, Brother Bobby has headed this up, and so we've gotten to see hundreds of people from our community come right here on our property and get to see the love of God, get to have a lot of fun, get to have some gospel invitations put in their bag as they leave, and all of us get the opportunity just to reach out to our community. Not only that, but I'd like for us this year, as we look about, we're just not very far at all from the Appalachian Fairgrounds right over here. And a great and wonderful time when thousands and thousands of people come right here to our back door. And I'd like us already to get thinking about this. Brother Daniel and I have already been talking about it, how we can gear up ahead of time for that fair booth. Lord willing, we'll have two of them this year again, one that just represents Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, just to give information about our church, and then there'll be the other one that's the Amazing Grace booth that we'll have some folks come in from a ministry around that will come. But I'd like for us to do more than we have ever done before, to just come in there and be able to be ready to give the gospel. You say, Pastor, that's not me. You may not be that one, but you can maybe be at the other fair booth. But I want us to challenge ourselves to follow the Lord in service in our bus ministry. We've been praying for the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers, and I implore you this night that maybe you can't join the bus ministry, maybe you can't even physically think about getting back up on a bus, but you can pray. You can pray and ask God to bring us in some laborers that might fill these buses back up. And the greatest business meeting that I would ever have at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church would be when I'd come in and say, we need to buy 3 buses, because we've got some areas that we want to cover. I believe that we would have more people raising their hand to make a motion for that than I could count. Our bus ministry is such a wonderful tool. And so you think, I may want to get involved with that, but I'm not sure what all that entails. Again, we're not pushy. But I'd love for you to come and see Brother Daniel and say, get me on one of those. Let me ride for a Sunday or two and see what it's all about. If nothing else, you'll at least know better how to pray. I challenge all of our church members, if you're able to physically, get up on there and ride for a week or two. Ride with Brother Wade Garber or ride with Terry Edwards, somebody, and just say, I'd like to ride along and see what the bus ministry is all about, so you better know how to pray. And then as we look forward into Missions Month, and that'll be later this fall, but we're going to hit again the great need of this church, and that is to get the gospel around the world. We not only need to be reaching people right here, and we sure do, but we need to reach them around the world. And so our mission month, as we get to come up against it again, as I mentioned, Brother Mark Thrift will be here at the conclusion of our month. Brother Kevin Folger, both of which great preachers of the Word of God, they will be challenging us in our missions giving, in our missions attitude. And Brother Kyle is heading up a teen missions trip, and Brother Dan's been laying the groundwork and looking for an adult missions trip later next fall. And so we've got so many ways that we want to get us involved in the Great Commission and get us in the idea of missions. So we've looked at these three things tonight, these four things rather, His Word. And I want everybody to commit. I want to follow God in His Word. Amen. I want to follow Him in prayer. I want to follow Christ to Gethsemane's garden, and I want to follow, and I want to get on my knees and pray. I want to follow Him in fellowship one with another, because I always think about this wonderful, wonderful platform that the Lord has given called the local church, that you get to come and we get to have a camaraderie and fellowship one with another. If you're somebody who's just outspoken and outgoing and you talk to 20 people before you leave, then wonderful. If you're introverted and it doesn't come that easy for you, you still get to come and you get to talk to other people, and we get to fellowship and follow Him in that. And then we get to follow in His service. I want to give just a sub point under this service. As we serve Him, I want you to see some of the needs that we see as we're looking forward to this. In the next slide, we give this. I see the great need to teach the next generation. R.B. Willett, a great pastor who's had surgery, you know, and they had to remove his voice box, and so he's gone through a lot of different physical troubles. But he said that he pastored the First Baptist Church of Bridgeport, Michigan for 30-some years. But he said as people died off and went to heaven, he said it seems like we're losing oak trees, strong, and replacing them with saplings. Well, that's the way of the church, of course. But we have a great need to teach the next generation, be they young people or be they the next generation in the faith, be they older people, but young in the faith. And so we have that great need. Not only that, but of course, as I already mentioned, I won't belabor the point, but we need our bus ministry. There are so many problems in this area, and they need buses to go out and reach into these areas and get the gospel to people that desperately need it. But then after we get people here, ladies, we need nursery workers. I'm very blunt about this. We need folks to go and work in the services. Now, sometimes people worry about bringing young people in the service, children and babies and all that. That doesn't bother me at all as our pastor. All the folks that do it, if they have one, they bring them in. They have kids in here, and if they start to get loud or something, they simply take them out and take care of them and settle them down and bring back in, and that's perfectly fine. But we always want to have our nursery available for families if they want to make use of that. And so, ladies, if we're going to have the kids back there, guess what else we need? Ladies to watch them. I love to preach this point because we don't allow men to serve in the nursery. It's all you ladies. But if you have a desire and you'll be kind and gracious and pass a background check, then we'd love for you to consider. Miss Angela Davis does a great job heading that up. And if you don't know who she is, then we'll certainly get you with her. But maybe you'd say, I could serve one Sunday a month. I could serve one Wednesday night. I can't do once a month. I can do every couple months. I can just do something. And so, ladies, we need your help in this. But these are ways that we can serve. And I love to see our full choir this evening. I'm very blain about this. I love our choir. I think we do better than any other choirs that I hear. I love to hear our choir sing. And it was so wonderfully, blessedly full up here. But there's some others of you. Maybe you can sing. You say, that's a lot of commitment. When you practice, Brother Dan, Sunday at 5:30? So I'm already there at 6:30. I don't want to come at 5:30. I understand. I'm not joking. It is a sacrifice. You got to get from your nap. You got to wipe the whatever the goobers out of your eyes and get in here. But if God's given you a gift, why don't you come up here and use it? Maybe you play an instrument. We'd love to have some more here on this front pew and change this pew around and have a little orchestra up here. Have a big orchestra for that matter. Maybe there's something that God's blessed you in. Why wouldn't we use it for Him? I'm challenging all of us to not only see the need for service, but then to get in the yoke. Wouldn't you help us? Wouldn't you say, this is the way that I can serve. I want us to follow in His steps, and these needs are in service. I want you to, just as they look to the next slide, show you a few things that we're looking forward to in this next year, or well, not next year, the year that we're in. We're trying to develop a first impressions ministry that we would take our greeters, do such a good job out in the lobby. Brother David Pruitt helps the lobby and then on the porch, but I'd like to expand that even further and do some things out in the parking lot and give people a great first impression. If statistics and studies are true and research is true, people make a lot of assumptions in the first seconds while they're engaging in a new activity. And if you make a bad one, then it's so hard to regain what you lost in those first moments. And so we like to engage some people in there with some parking lot workers, maybe some cart drivers, as God would give us some shuttle vehicles that we could go back and forth to the back over here, maybe the parking lot over here, and some valet that we could help some folks that maybe help make it easier on some folks that can't get to their cars as easily as others. But some first impressions ministry, as again, I mentioned already, but again, I bring you that we'd like to, if God would allow us, start some new adult Bible classes. Now you say, where are we going to put them? Well, I don't know. We're working on those things diligently to try to find some places that we might be able to start some of these things. We'd like to look into some grief classes of folks that have lost loved ones and come together and find some biblical help and assistance in those months and years, even after they lost someone. I'd like to also look into some acclimation ministries, getting people that are coming and visiting, maybe coming for months or years for that matter, but really haven't found a place to get plugged in. I'd like to get some things started to help people get connected to Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. And so just some things that we'd like to add as we get into this new year. I want to take you to the next slide and just recap. Brother Miss Becky did such a good job giving a little bird's eye view of some of the events, but I want to take us back through. We are 8 months into this two service format on Sunday mornings. We have an 8:45. Brother Dan leads the singing and takes care of things in that regard, and we preach and then have Sunday school and then do the same thing at 11. We're 8 months into this, and God's been blessing it. We find, though, the need for more adult space, as I've already alluded to multiple times during this presentation. And you say, well, what are we going to do about that? I'm not sure. Lots of ideas swirling around and trying to have some other people help in that and idea collaboration, but some more educational space is needed. We've been trying to update, if you go down the hall, we've been trying to update some of that entrance to the chapel, but we've still got some plans to update this hallway, make it look a little bit more modern and more pleasant when people come. You say, oh, Pastor, you don't have to do that. We're used to it. We're not doing it for you. And I say that kindly. We're doing it for the people who are going to come next week or the week after. We're coming, and we're not a business here, but we want to be smart like a business might be, and we want to present this place so that when people come, you say, you shouldn't have to do that. You ought to just get the King James Bible up there and preach, and that ought to be good enough. You may be right, but you know that we live in more of a consumer society than we've ever lived in before, and I want to do all that we can reasonably to remove objections of why people wouldn't want to come and stay here until they can see that, wow, this is a place that preaches and teaches and models the Scriptures. So we're trying to update those different things and different future plans that we've got that I won't share with you tonight, but trying to do some things to make that Family Life Center more usable. You know, we ran into some difficulties as we were trying to remodel the upstairs, and we ran into some things that made that a roadblock, but we're working feverishly trying to figure out how we can make that space more usable for the glory of God. I know one thing, this place has to remain somewhere that lifts up the Bible and points people to Jesus Christ. The little specifics may change. We may have multiple classes or one class. We may have everybody in here in this room, or we may be spread out in rooms all across the campus, as long as all those rooms across the campus all hold the Bible and teach it. But the future plans, we want to see what God would do as we move forward. The next slide, you may not be able to see it, the writing is pretty small, but it's pretty much this little magnet that you could have gotten in the lobby, and you can get there if you want. It just goes through some of the activities that we're looking forward to this year. And so as we look at that, and you get that magnet, or you get the calendar that was on the inside of your bulletin, I challenge you just to pray over that. Say, Lord, bless that event. As you look in through that and you see that Brother Kyle will be heading up the Vacation Bible School, Lord, bless Brother Kyle, bless Anna, bless them as they minister to young people. Lord, bless this men's golf tournament, Brother Andy, and that he puts a good thing together. Again, it's an entry point to people, for people to get around men of God, get around Christian men so that they can rub shoulders and, Lord willing, show them the gospel. And so many other things that we've got looking on there, or looking forward to getting involved in, I should say. So I want us to follow. And all the events that we have this year, we don't just throw them on there because something's got to go in the calendar. We want to be strategic, because I realize that everybody's only got a limited amount of time. You don't have hours and hours in your week. That's why a lot of times we'll put something on a Wednesday night. We'll make our equip series on a Wednesday night. Oftentimes we'll put something after a Sunday night after you're already here, just because I want you to know I value your time. And I want us all, though, to follow and seek the Lord together. The last slide shows some different things that will be an aspect of this year only, and that is our 245th anniversary. August the 18th, we're scheduled to have Brother Scott Polly. He'll be here with us for both services in the morning. I'm not sure about the evening yet. He's got to work out some different things, but he'll be preaching for us both services, and we're trying to work hard about seeing this will be the first time that we've actually had a church fellowship since we've had two services in the morning, and so we're not sure how to have the meal afterwards and have dinner on the grounds, but we want to do that. And so we might serve bacon and eggs to one of you and hot dogs to the other group. I don't know. But we want to come together for that special day. We're working on some special music that would be a great blessing on that day. We've got some, we'll be working on some commemorative shirts that are available throughout the whole year, and some of the different mailings that we've done. We're reminding people as we send them out that this church has been here for 245 years. And the last thing that I'll show you on visually is a video that we had developed so that we can add to our website. This one's a long one. What our plan is, this one is 6 minutes long, I believe, but this one will be on our website, but we're going to look forward to shortening it down through the producers that made it, and then be able to share it with you, to share it to other people, put it on some of our social media sites so that we can get the word out. I have a hard time with this, because if I'm not careful, I back into a hole and just say, well, let's just do what we do, and let's just teach and preach the word, and let's not worry about marketing. Let's not worry about advertising. But if we do what we do, and we don't use the good means that are available to us today in this age which we live, I ask myself the question, are we really using the resources that God has put at our disposal? And if we don't use some of these things, we don't use Facebook, we don't use social media, we don't use any advertising, we don't do any publications, and we say, nope, we're just going to put our sign out here and let people find us as they do. Well, there's too many people moving into our area for that to be good enough. We're going to have to spread out. Amen. And share the word so that we can get people in here. Because as people get in here, we've got a commitment to biblical integrity that we will, God helping us, we will always stay right along the biblical path. And we can say that about this church. And so that's the way in my brain as your pastor, I'm okay with the marketing, the social media, and the promotion that we do. Because all of that is done so that we can get people underneath the sound of the gospel.
Amen. That's right.
And so pray with us that we're wise stewards and we venture into areas that aren't necessarily that comfortable. Because, again, some of you have the same reservations that I do. Well, we're not a business. We're not going to advertise. And I say this kindly to everybody who has businesses in here. No, we're more important than a business. Because all that a business is doing is selling some service or a product, and hopefully they're doing it with Christian values. But what we are offering is the eternal Word of God. And so I'm praying that God would help us. So as we close tonight, I want Brother Jack to show this video that would be what we'll start using for some promotional ideas or promotional avenues, rather, and I trust it's a blessing to you as well. So the history of the church is very interesting. There was a revivalist in Sandy Creek, North Carolina, Schubel Stearns, who was a convert of George Whitefield, the Great Awakening, up in the Northeast. And so two steps takes us from this church to the Great Awakening here in America. And Schubel Stearns had many preachers that came out of that church in Sandy Creek, North Carolina, and this was one of them. They came across the mountains before Tennessee was a state. And in 1779, they organized. There were other meetings going on, I'm sure, but this is the oldest organized church of any denomination in Tennessee.
We were looking for somewhere that we could plug in and grow as a family on ourselves, and somewhere that I knew that the gospel was going to be taught, that the message was going to be correct, and that something that we could plant roots and grow and look to stay.
So we were without a church, and they told us of this wonderful church that they had found, and it was Buffalo Ridge. And so they invited us here, and we came that way through invitation from a friend.
We started looking online. Where could we go to church? There's a lot of choices. Thank the Lord, in Tennessee, there's a lot of churches that we can choose from. We said, well, you know, we'll probably visit around some and try to find the right church for us. But we found Buffalo Ridge through their website. It helped us calm our nerves to say, well, we know what to expect. We know, you know, what the service is going to be like. There were some online services, you know, that everything's broadcasted at Buffalo Ridge and archived, so it was good for us to find out what the service was like. And we came here, and we never visited any other church. So that's how we came to Buffalo Ridge.
Had visited several churches in the area, and one of the things that we first commented on, as soon as we got out of the car here in the parking lot, we were met by people in the parking lot before we even made it to the doors of the church, just welcoming. One of the most friendly, inviting churches that we had ever set foot in.
This is a place with very welcoming people. This is a place where the Bible is taught, and anybody from all walks of life and backgrounds and country of origin can feel welcome. And we went through the discipleship class together. So wherever you are in your walk with the Lord, people at the church will meet you there and they'll help you grow.
I think the greatest thing about our church is that we have people from all walks of life, different ethnicity backgrounds, different spiritual backgrounds, as far as saved at a young age, saved at a later age, people with a testimony that may be scarred, people with a past and a history. And I think the greatest thing that I love about our church is I think we do a really good job at exemplifying Jesus' grace. And that everyone is welcome, and it is. I've never seen anybody. If there's a new person that comes through our back doors, before you can get to them to invite them, there's usually at least five or six people already at them to say, hey, welcome. You guys are welcome to be here and join us for worship. And I think that's one of the greatest things that exemplifies the love of Christ, is just showing His love to others.
We want folks to know that we genuinely are thankful that they're here. And God has just blessed us. Some time back, we started a second morning service just to accommodate the crowd. And so that has helped in many ways. And we did that because, well, God's moving a lot of people into our area, but then He's also just bringing a lot of people into this church. And so it's really, when we talk in leadership meetings, it's really hard to keep up with everybody, but that's a good thing.
I would recommend anyone to come to this church because of the truth that is preached from God's Word here. And we are just so thankful that we know that when we come here, we're going to hear God's Word, and we're going to hear the truth spoken, and we know that everything that we're studying and listening to is going to help us in our spiritual life.
I mean, it's just a great place. People ask me all the time, you know, do you really like Buffalo Ridge? And I just absolutely love it, everything about it. Of course, we have a great pastor. Once again, the children's ministry is amazing. The Sunday school class, there is always somewhere to plug in at, no matter what age. And I truly love my Sunday school class. We just have great opportunities here to grow in Christ.
I want you to pray that God would use that little video, and then, as I mentioned, that we'll shorten some things down, because that's too long for a lot of applications. It needs to be shorter just so that people can share it and just give a little snippet of what Buffalo Ridge is. And I would be remiss if I didn't share with you, because the biggest thing that Buffalo Ridge is what Jesus gave as a command to the disciples, and we call it the Great Commission. And as he gave that in Matthew 28, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So the message of this church is to you tonight, if you're here and you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Jesus himself gave the command to his disciples to go into all the world, of which we're part of now, and teach all nations, teach them, show them their need of a Savior. And if you're here tonight, not sure that you're saved, you just came on a little different night than what we usually have, but the message is still the same. Every person needs to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and know him in full forgiveness of sin through his shed blood. And that was the message that Jesus told the disciples to go deliver, teach all nations. You say, oh, about the baptizing. Well, baptizing came after that, because first of all, they need to be shown their need of salvation. If you're here and you need to be saved, then tonight you're at a wonderful place. I might say the most wonderful place, because for all these years we've been sharing with people they need to be born again. And then if you are saved, could you see tonight your need to follow him in his word? Get his word and say, I'm going to be a person of that book this year. Follow in prayer. I'm going to develop my prayer life better this year. I want to be more consistent with getting on my knees, either literally or figuratively. I'm going to be more consistent getting on my knees and praying this year. I'm going to be more consistent in fellowship. I'm going to find some people around this church that maybe don't know someone yet. Maybe they're newer. Maybe they haven't joined. Maybe they have joined. Maybe they're thinking about whatever. But I'm going to look for some people that I can fellowship with. You know, the Bible clearly says that a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Sometimes we think, well, I don't know very many people. Well, all that takes is just after the service, hey, my name is such and such. Just let the Lord take it from there, and maybe you can see the need to follow him in service. Serving him for his glory while we still have breath to do it. Would you pray with me? Here's the invitation. I'm going to ask, if you're here and you're not sure that you're saved, that you'd come and let me or somebody take a Bible and show you how you can be sure. If you're challenged tonight to follow in his steps in one of these ways, then I challenge you to make a commitment to that end. And then I challenge you also, if you're a faithful member of this church, I invite you to slip down to the pulpit, or to slip down to the pulpit, the altar area here, maybe the front pew, maybe the steps here of the altar, maybe around, or maybe make an altar out of your seat there. And let's pray that God would allow this year for us to rise up and follow him. Would you first stand with me together as they begin to play? If God spoke to your heart, I invite you to come. If you're a leader of this church, if maybe you teach Sunday school, you help, you're a greeter, an usher, a Sunday school teacher, deacon, you're a faithful fellowshipper, you help people out, and you feel led to come and sit or kneel at one of these front pews of the steps of the altar and pray and ask the Lord to bless this church again this year. Maybe you don't come to the altar, you just make an altar out of your seat. Sit right there where you are. Just say, Lord, help us follow you. maybe this year be the year that, like a mighty army, we march out of these doors, not just doing our religious duty of checking a box that I came to church, but I'm truly going out of these doors as a Christ follower. Let's pray together. One more verse. If you're here tonight needing spiritual help, spiritual encouragement, Brother Daniel's right down here. Love to pray with you. Whatever your need is, would you get it taken care of tonight? You can look this way. Well, we're a little later than normal, but I just had several things I want to share with you, and here's a couple of announcements. I'm going to ask Brother Dan to come up and lead us in that song, New Grace. That'll be our going home song, and it's not in your hymn books, but the folks will put it on the screens again, and it's a wonderful song, being graced to cross over, grace for whatever. There'll be new grace, and that'll be our going home song. But after we get done singing that, if you're involved in the special music here at the church, Brother Dan's going to have a meeting with you just right here on the piano side in these first few pews. If you would slip up here, won't be a long meeting, go over a few things. If you're on the schedule, you're already singing special music, or you'd be interested in that, and you'd like to talk to him about that, then you come up to that meeting, and he'll take care of you from there. But I want to say again, thank you for being here. Brother Dan, would you lead us in that, and then we'll be dismissed.
All of grace is my story, all the way from earth to glory. Since by grace He lifted me from sin and woe. Living grace He has extended. When it's my time to go, grace not yet discovered, grace not yet uncovered, grace from His bountiful store, grace to cross the river, grace to face forever. Needed before. There's been grace for every trial. There's been grace for every mile. There's been grace sufficient from His vast supply. Grace to make my heart more tender. Grace to love and pray for sinners. But there'll be new grace when it's my time to die. Grace not yet discovered. Grace not yet uncovered. Grace from His bountiful store. Grace to cross the river. Grace to face forever.
Great evening. You're dismissed.